strong reaction and condemnation from both Republicans and opposition Democrats Thursday when he suggested delaying November's presidential election. On Twitter Thursday morning, President Trump alleged without evidence that mail-in balloting would make the 2020 presidential balloting, quote, the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The Republican president added it would be an embarrassment to the U.S. to continue until people can safely and securely vote. President Trump's tweet quickly prompted bipartisan condemnation. The president does not have the power to delay the election, which is to be held November 3rd. The date is set by Congress under the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. said Thursday its economy plummeted 9.5% between April and June. It's the biggest quarterly plunge in records dating back seven decades. The three-month drop reported by the Commerce Department, combined with a 4.8% dip from January through March, officially placed the U.S. economy into a recession as it struggles to regain its footing. Also Thursday, the Labor Department reported another 1.4 million workers filed for unemployment compensation last week. The pace of jobless benefit claims has now held steady for weeks. Latin America and the Caribbean's economies could contract 9.1% this year due to the pandemic. According to the United Nations Economic Commission for the region, unemployment and poverty are also on the rise. The number of unemployed people in the region is expected to increase to 44 million from 18 million last year. Meanwhile, poverty is forecast to climb 7 percentage points, encompassing an additional 45 million people. This is VOA News. 12 pro-democracy candidates in Hong Kong have been disqualified from running for election to the legislature.